I'm speaking with Utah runner Landon Cooper, who's running over 3,000 miles to raise awareness and funds for sarcoma cancer research. To start off with, you've said before that part of what keeps you going day after day is devoting every run to a different cancer victim. Tell me about that. How does that help?
First off, there's no victims when it comes to warriors. And those that are born with disposition of the cancer bug, they are the true heroes. They're the true warriors. So, you know, for me, every day I run, I dedicate a different day to someone we've lost, someone that's battling, or someone that survived sarcoma cancer. Sarcoma cancer is the forgotten cancer. And the mission here is to rattle the branches in the jungle of sarcoma cancer.
What got you interested in this in the first place?
You know, I ran pretty hard in another world. I ran hard in the corporate world. I ran hard in the nightlife, bar, restaurants, corporate management world around the nation. And there's many dead ends when it comes to that journey. During one of my gigs in Phoenix, I met a girl named Ashley Davis. A few months after that, she came down with Ewing sarcoma cancer. I had no idea what it was. I just knew a friend of mine had cancer, and what I was good at was running. So we ran a race for her, Valentine's Day of 2010, just to show support, show love. And there's a feeling that stayed with me. And then walked away from my corporate life, walked away from everything I thought I knew, everything that I thought made me happy. When I did that, I discovered so many friends and family around the world that were actually stricken by sarcoma cancer, more than I knew. And here we are with Miles to Give.
How long have you been running Miles to Give?
Since birth, you know. I mean, I think we're all here for the greater purpose. We just got to find it. But, you know, the underground of it, over a year and a half, I've been racing for Ashley all over the country. And when I did, I wore face paint on my face that said 4AD, for Ashley Davis. And it was just to show, you know, the spirit of spirits and show love and, you know, for her friends and family. And when I did, there were so many people asking questions, you know, like, what's for the face makeup and what's, you know, what's going on? And I started to kind of dive into the own question. And, you know, my last race that I ran was Thanksgiving of last year in Lehi, Utah, because I trained in Utah for about 12 to 14 weeks. So basically, moved to Orem, Utah, and the ground up, it's everything you see now since November.
Where is Ashley now?
Well, depends on what you believe in. Unfortunately, we lost her in April of 2011. So I believe that, you know, she's with us somehow, some way, and as well as everyone we've lost to the evilness of cancer. But that's depends on what you believe, you know.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen a lot of support from other people who aren't necessarily personally affected or as closely affected as these family members?
Oh yeah, the word awareness has become a part of everybody's existence in this journey. That's one of the important parts of our mission, is to have people more aware of what this cancer is and what more they can do about it. And, you know, the idea is, this is not my journey, this is our journey. And so my family, when I started off this tour, is quickly growing day by day with families around the world that want to unite and want to bring more research, want to bring more understanding to what's taken so many spirits of people away in this world.
Tell me, I know we've all heard about the wall that runners hit, and you run every day. Tell me what goes through your mind as you continue to run each and every day and never take a break.
Well, I don't think about it until somebody asks me.
Oh.
So thanks.
Sorry.
How can I explain that? I don't know any other way but extraordinary. I don't know any other way but epic. I don't know any other approach but a different approach. And that's all to have a different outcome. We can go about many pursuits in the same manner, and clock in the same way we do, wake up the same way, put on the same makeup, all those little nuances that we think makes us happy. I walked away from everything I thought I knew to give myself to other people, give myself to other people's beliefs, and to also raise awareness of things that should not be here in the world. And when you truly step away from when you think you know something, it's amazing what can be exposed.
Again, we've been speaking with Utah runner Landon Cooper, who's undergoing a 3,000-mile run from California to Washington, D.C. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brianna Bodley.